I was taking pictures at the time that the shots were being fired, and I was apparently spotted by a guard or some security person who worked for the hotel, and I was followed outside, and I was chased, and I didn't know who it was, and I wasn't about to give up my camera. And so they came up to me and they said, you know, we believe you have evidence in the camera, and they said, and they asked me if I did, and I said, to my knowledge, I said, I do have something, you know, on film. So they said, well, are you going to release it to us? So I said, well, I'd rather not. It's my film. So, you know, I said, I'd like to process it. They said, well, then we can hold you for withholding evidence unless you release it to us. And I said, you know, all right. I said, I'll give you the camera. I said, will you let me go? And they said, no, we have to hold you for questioning. So they locked me in a room with a few other people for till about 3 a.m. And then I got my camera back. There was no film in the camera when I got it back. They had told me that the film has been confiscated. So when I opened the camera, there's nothing in it. I saw
Sirhan and a lady and another gentleman consistently throughout the evening. I refused to bulge in my belief and knowledge that there was a girl in a black and white some type of dress. I couldn't exactly say it was polka dot involved with Sirhan, and that I myself, upon the shooting, followed, of course, through the kitchen, through the back, all the way up to the ground level of the ambassador leading into the parking lot in pursuit of two individuals that I saw flee at the time of the shooting.
I was doing a story for our paper on poverty in the Whittier area, and I came across this woman, and we started discussing the Kennedy assassination. She had taken some girls in this poverty program over to the victory speech that night. However, she also got involved, and she was maybe, as I understood it, 5 or 10 yards from the senator when he was shot. She said she saw this girl with a polka dot dress. She saw a man that looked to her in the photographs like Sirhan. And she said she had seen these people earlier in the evening talking to each other, and she made the remark that the dress wasn't a very good dress. It was cheap.
Just about the time Kennedy came into the room, there was this girl who was fairly thin, almost scrawny, so she stood out a little bit. She had sort of button-like things on her dress. Now, she wasn't the image of the polka dot dress that I've heard of. The polka dot dress that I've heard described as someone in a chic sort of mode polka dot dress. Well, she wasn't chic in any manner. Her dress was simple, it was light in its color, and she did have this polka dot appearance from the buttons, and I suppose there might have been designs, you know, splotchy designs on the dress itself. But she didn't look like she was well-dressed for the occasion. She just simply looked slightly out of place.
In the kitchen area, there were three people, a short, dark-complected individual, a tall, dark-complected individual, and a girl. I remember that she had on a polka dot dress. And this is when I noticed one of them was peeping through a door or glass. I believe it was
on the left side, opposite the colonial room, there's a room called the press room. And it was there my friend and I first spotted Sirhan. There was another young man with him. The other man next to Sirhan was tall and slender, and he definitely, in my opinion, was Latin.